that startup you got an instructor with, or are you by yourself?
Yes, I do. I'm by myself.
Okay, not a problem. Just take your time. You're gonna give me a good down.
That's air traffic controller John Charlton about to help save a young pilot's life last September. He's being honored tonight with a Medal of Safety Award. He coached a student pilot flying in from Mississippi to a safe landing in Lake Charles, Louisiana, after she tried unsuccessfully several times to land her Cessna 172. I talked with John Charlton today about his extraordinary effort that allowed this young pilot to walk away unharmed, and we played him this radio exchange.
Don't worry, we'll take care of you.
Thank you for your help.
Not a problem, sweetie.
I thought you got a love soul there.
She's doing fine. She's probably a solo student.
I remember those days.
Now, we've heard another pilot chiming in there. He says, looks like you've got a lost soul there.
Yeah, you know, the aviation community, it's a pretty tight-knit community. But where I really noticed that she was going to need help was after her first attempt to land. Basically come in what we call hot, you know, a little bit fast, and she tried to put it down, and it just started bouncing down the runway, and at which time I told her to go around.
Yeah, go around and try again. Well, let's listen as you're trying to help her one more time to land this plane.
Don't forget to use that rudder to keep you lined up on center line.
I was trying. I didn't have any power in it. I still couldn't get her down.
What you need to do, come in nice and smooth, and that plane wing will be your left wing. Keep it a little bit lower, but use your rudder to stay lined up on center line. And come in just a little bit faster. When you come in and you roll out about 3 foot above the ground, hold it 3 foot off the ground, bleed airspeed, and as the airspeed bleeds, slowly add back pressure, and that'll put you on the ground nicely.
Thank you. That's
a full-service tower.
And we hear another pilot there saying that's a full-service tower.
Yeah, it sounds like about that.
Yeah, it sounds like you must be a pilot yourself.
Yes, ma'am. I've been flying, good grief, most of my entire life. I started learning to fly when I was 15. My father was kind enough one Christmas to get me some flying lessons, and I really enjoy it. It's a way of life for me.
Well, in this case, it sounds like this young pilot was lucky to have you on the other end. You knew how to land this plane.
I guess it's just the way it happened. I was very glad I could help the young lady out. There's a lot of controllers out there these days that have a pilot's license, and I think they would have done the exact same thing I did. So I don't really think it's spectacular. It's probably the norm for most controllers who have any flight experience, to be honest with you.
Okay, well, she comes in again for another try, and you tell her to keep her left wing low.
Yes, ma'am.
Just a little bit, and then use your right rudder to keep it lined up on the center line.
Thank you for your help.
That's what I'm here for, sweetie. Just relax and make it happen.
We hear you calling her sweetie there, trying to calm her down.
I don't know. I guess that's the country in me. I'm real laid back. I wanted her to be relaxed. My job is to do whatever it takes to get that young lady on the ground safe, walk away, and learn something from that experience.
Were you thinking at some point in here, this may not go so well?
The first one, it wasn't so bad. The second landing, she bounced pretty hard, and she swerved sideways and went up on the nose gear and the right main gear, and she almost dragged her right wingtip on the runway. She got pretty squirrely, and at that point, we really wanted to pay special attention and really help this young lady and get her down in one piece.
Oh, that must have been scary. Well, here is the final approach. You tell the pilot, I'm going to talk to you. Don't answer me. Just listen.
Watch your airspeed. Wind 060 at 5. Slowly remove power. Hold it level. Hold it. Slow back pressure. Hold it. Keep a little bit of back pressure on the yoke. Keep the rudder straight. Keep it straight. Add brakes. Power off.
Thank you. Delta 608. Would you like me to turn here?
Absolutely, if you have.
And there she is. She's on the ground.
Yes, ma'am. That's what our goal was, to get her down in one piece. I'd rather, you know, her learn her lesson and say, you know, maybe I need to go back to my instructor and practice a little more versus have the fire truck roll out and have to, you know, deal with an accident any day of the week.
Well, here's your final communication with this young pilot that day.
Upstate 8, taxi depart and go have a coat.
Thank you for your help. That's
all right. No problem.
Nice job, young lady.
Thank you.
Go have a Coke.
Yeah, she needed a Coke. I needed a Coke. I think my boss behind me needed a Coke, too. So it was all good.
Did you actually meet this young pilot?
No, I don't know what it was. I don't know if she realized the situation she was in, if she realized how close she was, or if she was worried about getting in trouble, which she was not. Some student pilots out there think controllers are the boogeyman, and they're out to get in. We're not. We're there to serve the public. She had her coat, got in the plane, took off again.
Well, John Charlton, thanks for talking with us, and congratulations on your award tonight.
Thank you very much, man. It was a pleasure talking to you.
John Charlton is in Las Vegas this evening to receive an Archie League Award from the National Air Traffic Controllers Association. We tried to reach the pilot for this interview through Delta State University. She declined to talk to us, and we don't know her name.